Yo, 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 what's good? It's JR the Boss Man here from the Boss Man Show, BS3 TV Believe Network, here bringing you your Braves recap. Yo, what's up? It's JR the Boss Man. This is your Braves recap for June 14th, 2025. Coming at you after a Braves victory, 4-1 of the Colorado Rockies. Winning pitcher today, Spencer Strider today. Winning pitcher for the Braves goes to 1-5. Chase Dollinger for the Rockies drops to 2-7. Strider had 13 strikeouts today and 6 innings on 87 pitches today. His is 6 innings strong. He's coming back from his arm injury here, and he's doing a good job. He's trying to get build and strength back up. And he talked about that post-game as well, and with the clips you'll see on the back end of this, about trying to go out there and work. There's some positive negatives to each start, but just get better, be consistent. Brian Snicker talked about it, really watch him with a long-term battle. And he wanted to go back out there for the seventh inning, but he said, hey, one more battle, so Snitz said. So, hey, look, just want to take a long-term approach with Strider here, building back up. Mark Bowman asked about his extended spring training for him, and Snitz said pretty much he's been out for a while. They're building back up, be careful, and just really see what he can do going forward. Just he's been out for so long, just have to be mindful of that with him. So just keep watch up for Strider. He's getting better start by start. Look for that, him getting better. Also, Strider was asked about Ronald Acuna, what he's been doing. Acuna has been hot. After today's game, he's averaging 387 batting average. So look, he'll hit homer today too. Acuna hit a homer today to left field, two-run homer, made it 3-9 for the Braves. And then he scored a run as well today. It's another run as well. So, you know, the Braves are doing well there. 1-3 in a row. So, a chance to sweep tomorrow at the Rockies on Father's Day here. Also, Snit was talked about what Montero did today. Montero came in after Strider left the game, and he's got 4 strikeouts in 2 innings. Saved the bullpen because yesterday, Braves had to lose out of their bullpen yesterday. Gives that guy the day off. Snit went into detail about that, how guys got the days off, can rest their arms, so they burn anybody out. So, managed the bullpen that way. Today, the Braves have the franchise record, 19 strikeouts and 27 outs, or 9 in the game. So, think about it, a 27-out game, the Braves had 19 strikeouts. So they was pitching their tail off today. Spencer Strider with 13 of those, and Montero with 4 of those as well. So the Braves bats went too crazy today. 4 runs on 7 hits. But I say Acuna got a 2-run homer. First thing, had the base loaded. Grounds with the grind into a double play, kind of killed the momentum. But they scored 1 run in the first inning. Got the Acuna. Then we 5th inning also Nick Allen with a single. So you got that going on for your Braves there. So just keep on watching the Braves improve. 31-38 keeps that. Let's talk about last night, stacking series together, stacking wins together. Hope you can turn the corner. Also, Ronald Acuna talked to his post game about how he's happy that all the work he put in with the training staff and all the work he put in with the coaching staff so he can be back. The work he put in down in Florida, extended spring training, to get ready to be up here and be ready to go. Seeing live pitching down in Florida to where he is right now. And he hit a ball today to even impress Snit up near his neck. Tomahawk got out of to his part. So he did hit that on the back end, Snit's comments as well. So like I said, the recap is going good for your Braves today. One again, 31-38 also. Strider talked about just trying to be better, not getting too low. And Acuna said this is what they expect of him. So Strider doing what the guys expect him to do. So got that going. So just keep that in mind as you watch your Braves. You got 2 guys coming back who are from injury, but Acuna is way ahead of the game. What he's doing, looking like the best player of the game, you know, according to Strider there. So we will see. And then Acuna also said that he's not worried about stats for the All-Star game. He's worried about the team winning, not his stats per se. As long as the team wins, he's good. So he's very much a team player and about the team. So that's all I got for you post-game here outside of Truist Park, an uncle's location in the Battery, bringing you the Braves recap. Look forward to tomorrow, Father's Day, 12:35 p.m. at Truist Park. On the back end, you hear comments from Spencer Strider. You'll hear comments from Ronald Acuna Jr. and Brian Snicker. Always check these recaps out, BS3TVLive.com, BS3 Network, Believe Network, and BossManShow.com. Check out some clips from today's post-game pressers.
You said it's not that important to you, but today through five innings, it was as good as it's been. You maintained it before a little dip in the sixth, but did it feel, you feel stronger as you're going along here?
Yeah, I think, you know, as much as I'd like to move past it, I had elbow surgery, you know, a year ago. So that's going to be a relevant factor, whether I like it or not, for the foreseeable future. And I think acknowledging those issues and that reality is going to be more helpful for me in the long run than trying to just kind of stubbornly push past it. So just being honest and objective with where how I'm moving and, you know, little things like how I'm holding command and mechanics inning to inning and trying to solve those problems as they come up is going to be big for me.
It's true about Ronald lately, but for him to miss the time that he did and for him to look like basically the best player in the sport and for him to be moving the way he's been, like, how impressive is that?
Yeah, I mean, I know just from personal experience, the second time you have a long-term rehab process, you're obviously, you know, more prepared to handle it mentally more so than anything. And I think he would say that to you, just knowing what to expect and knowing how to make that process a beneficial one rather than an impediment or a setback. You know, you see the difference. So the work ethic and the focus and the positivity that I saw from him, you know, through this process, gave me a lot of confidence that he would be exactly where he is right now. And yeah, certainly beyond grateful to have him out there.
With your arm, what have you thought of that arm that he's got? Some of the throws that he's made from the corner.
Yeah, it's a little frustratingly easy for him. So, you know, as much time as I spent trying to, you know, throw the ball, he just kind of picks ones up with his eyes closed and rips them. So, he's just an unbelievable athlete, and that's obviously something he knows. And his skill is playing the game free and easy and confident. And of course, your health is a major factor in being able to do that, being in a position to do that. And so, you know, dominating that process, that rehab process, the way he did, like I said, put him in this position to be confident and be kind of in that flow state that you see, you're used to seeing him in, and we're reaping the benefits of it.
What was the after the sixth?
Yeah, I mean, I told him I'm good to go. You know, was kind of, I understand where the game's at, so wasn't surprised when I saw him get up and you know, stick his arm out. So, you know, I get it, and of course, you know, I'm always going to make myself available. It's just my job. You know, I don't know what the strategy is at any given time in terms of trying to manage the pen and who's available and, you know, what matchups are we looking to have. You know, that's his decision, and I trust him to make those decisions. And I know he trusts me to let him know that, you know, when I'm good to go and when I don't think I am. So
as much as when there's a break, your body's got to build up, and the only way to do it is work. Here you are, five starts in, you've gone six innings, two straight starts, and as Dave said, the velo stayed there through five innings. How encouraging is that heading into the next one?
Yeah, like I said, there's positives and negatives from every outing, and this one too. And you know, ultimately, check the box that we won the game and did some important things, like throw up zeros after we score, that really helped put us in that position. So I'm happy with that. But like I said, I think the best thing is to try to be critical where I need to be, and you know, make sure that opportunities that are presented to me now to improve and get better, be where I need to be later in the season, where the team needs to be me to be, that I'm taking advantage of that. So
a little bit like 2023 out there with you hitting homers and Strider pitching like that today.
Se sentí increíble, de verdad que la estrella hace lo que estamos acostumbrados a ver de él. De verdad que me siento bastante contento que esté volviendo a su forma. Todos sabemos que viene de una lesión, pero él va a mejorar, gracias a Dios.
Yeah, it feels amazing to be able to watch him do what we've all grown accustomed to watching him do and performing how we know he can perform. And, you know, obviously he's coming back from an injury, and that all takes its toll. But it was great to see him out there and doing what we we expect, you know, what we've grown accustomed and basically expect him to be like.
How well you have played? I mean, for these first 3 weeks, how productive you have been?
Mira, de verdad que súper contento. Es el trabajo que hice con todos los coaching, está con todos los trainers, de verdad que estoy súper agradecido. Yo creo que el parte del éxito que he tenido se lo debo a ellos.
Super happy, honestly, and mostly because just I know that all the work that I put in, the coaches put in, the trainers put in, the medical staff put in, just all the work that went into where we are now, honestly, I give them and God all the credit.
I don't know, what is it like playing the way you're playing, having Jamal up there? I mean, can you kind of express all the emotions you feel on this weekend?
Con el día del padre, ya por aquí, cómo se siente, pues, tener a tu hijo aquí, tener a tu hijo aquí, igual de la manera como estás jugando y pues poder gozar esto con toda tu familia.
Mira, de verdad que es súper increíble, tengo que darle gracias a Dios por la familia primero antes que todo. De verdad que jugar al frente de mis hijos, mi esposa y al frente de mi papá, yo creo que es lo mejor que me pudo haber pasado.
I mean, I'm just truly thankful, I give thanks to God just to be able to have a blessing, to be able to play. In front of my sons, in front of my wife, in front of my father, and just in front of my family, I'm very happy that I get to do it.
Tu número impresionante, mejor que lo del año pasado. ¿Estás consciente de lo que estás logrando este año, sabiendo que viene pronto el Juego de Estrellas?
Mira, de verdad sé que, o sea, no me enfoco mucho en los números. Me enfoco más en que el equipo gana, ayudar al equipo. Yo creo que eso es lo más importante, ayudar al equipo y salir a divertirme. Yo creo que eso es lo más importante.
I'm not too focused on numbers in regards to padding the stats to make the All-Star game and everything. My main concern is just doing anything I can to help the team win and enjoying myself out there on the field.
How old is Jamal?
Doing what they can do.
No, I had really good. I mean, Ronald's been doing that for, I don't know how he hit that one ball. But as we were talking today, I think Spence took a big step forward. Just he held his velocity longer than he has, and stuff was really good, and that was really good. And Ronald just keeps going. I mean, he just swinging the bat really good and having great at bats.
That pitch was kind of above the strike zone.
Yeah, it was
a little off.
Like around his neck, it seemed like. I don't know how he tomahawked the heck out of that thing.
Special guys. I mean, it's, you know, you got a lot of good players, and those two are guys that are just
They're really good talents. Yeah, it's why you like seeing them healthy and on the field, because this is what those guys are. What this game's all about, and it's not because they're, you know, you and both of them are just the same. They both love to compete, love to play baseball, and they both, you know, in both their cases, they just dedicated themselves and worked so hard to get back here that it even makes you feel better to know that all the hard work that they put the last year has paid off for him. 5 days off, so that was big, that, you know, he was well rested, and after using all those guys yesterday, now it's, you know, what if we go back to a bunch of those guys tomorrow, you know, they kind of like to take a day off and then be ready to go again instead of needing two off. You know, we'll give Dylan 2 days off, but other than that, I mean, it's, you know, that was big today, Spencer, and then what Montero did was really big, just to stay away from all the guys we used yesterday.
With 19 in a 9-inning game, that's a franchise record. Do you have a reaction to that?
No, I didn't realize it until I got in. You know what, I was so, everything else, I wasn't even up there looking at that Home Depot area to see.
When did you find out?
That was your Braves recap. Hope you enjoy. See you guys down the road. Remember, always catch recaps, Boss Man Show, BS3TVLive.com, BS3 Network, and the Believe Network. See you.